5, 6.
WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. This is Rising, and this is a band called Teenage Bottle Rocket. Thanks.
Showed up late, forgot to clock out, then took a smoke break. Got fired the other day, but I can't quit you. No money, no job, I suck at life. Kicked out of my mom's at 35. I gave up the fight, but I can't quit you. Play my addicted personality. I can't quit stuck to you like bubble gum with nicotine. Smoking crystal meth, cut back up greasy food.
right. WMFO in Medford. That was Girl School with Night Before. Before that, Teenage Ball Rocket. Can't Quit You. It's 806 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Michael Stewart.
Hello.
And Myra from the Evil Streaks.
Hey.
And we're here to talk a bit about Boston Women Rock.
Yeah.
And about the Evil Streaks, of course.
Definitely.
And so how'd you guys, Myra, how'd you guys form and whatnot? Like, how long have you been together and...
Gosh, how long have we been together? I want to say we've been together for maybe about 7 years now. It's been a while. And it's funny. I've known all of the people in my band currently. I've known them for a really long time before we were in a band together, too. Let's see. How did it come about? It came about... I was in a band called Ghouls Night Out. It was an all-girl garage band. And we met... Rev was playing in a band called Mongrel at the time, and we met him, and I just became really good friends with him. And I had known John Kozik for many, many years. He's played in a lot of amazing bands, Out Cold, AC. He's been in the hardcore scene for a long time. And then current drummer is Jim Nichols, and he also plays in the Nebulas, and he's been in the surf scene. So I've just known them for a long time, and we just decided to do this. Our other projects started fizzling.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you get an interesting mix of sounds from all those various groups. Like you said, the surf scene. You have your heavier music. You have a little punk thing in there. It's a real good mix.
Yeah, thanks.
They had a really good gig a couple weeks back up at Kodo, up in Salem with Tiger Bomb and the Fours. That was a pretty scorching night.
Yeah, that was the first time I had ever seen the Fours. They were amazing.
Yeah,
They're
seen them a few times.
So tight. Very, very accomplished musicians for being so young. They're so young.
So young and so retro.
Yes.
How was that club? I've never been there. Salem, it's not really far, but right here, it's
right across the street from Opus.
Yeah.
And it was originally a Cuban-themed restaurant with, lounge with dim lighting like a la, 60s. And then there was the Bangkok Palace, I believe, for a while, and something else. And they would, on Sundays, they would have like, I'd hate to say blue hair, but kind of big band music and stuff like that. Excuse me. And, they experimented with some other bands and some other things. Now, under Kodo, they've had a stage. It was in the back wall where you played when I first went there. And a couple months ago, they moved it up to the other wall. Now it's back to the original wall again. And they serve sushi. But they were interviewed on WMWM about a month ago, and the owner said that she's applying for a license to convert the basement into a rock club.
Wow.
So we'll see where that goes. But it was, I'd say it's kind of a very upbeat thing. People are excited to be there.
Yeah, I got to get up there because a lot of bands do play there. And, the clubs, if you can find a club that's open, you got to try and support it the way things are nowadays.
Yeah, it's true.
Excuse me. The local scene in Salem is shifted with the tide of, the economics and ownerships and stuff like that. Obviously, I was a Dodge Street, person. I was there and played there and supported there. And now that's long gone. And some of the other clubs we played, the Piccadilly Philly is gone. And that's an Italian restaurant. And it seems like a lot of the owners are kind of focusing on certain kind of acoustic or whatever music. Some are kind of dipping their toe in here and there. Like I said, across the street is Opus. And I believe they feature rock music two nights a week. Like a Tuesday and a Friday or something?
Oh, yes. Harley, he's the promoter. He puts on, I think it's every Monday at Opus. Mm. And that he can pack the place on a Monday night. He has awesome bands. It's a really cool place.
So get out there and support them.
I'm
really
going to try
to
get out there Friday night.
Yeah. Who's playing Friday night? See if Paula was here, she would know.
Pop Gun, I think.
Okay, that's right. Pop Gun, yeah.
Among Muck and the Myers, Pop Gun, I think.
I think so, yeah.
I have it written down here. I should check on it. 138, some...
The Misfits.
Chris Hardcore.
Yeah.
Corkum.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was thinking of taking that show in.
Yeah, definitely.
But right now I'm going to play some music from the Evil Streaks. This is off of Talk to the Dead. And we'll come back and we'll chat a whole lot more and a few songs. Thanks. The Evil Streaks with What Does Franny Know and The Devil's Mark from Talk to the Dead. We have Myra here and Michael Stewart.
Yep.
So,
so do you talk to the dead?
Oh, I personally do not talk to the dead.
How'd that song come about?
All right, so that song was written by my guitar player, John, and he is a Ouija board collector. He has an amazing collection. He is part of the Talking Board Historical Society. So,
I didn't know such a thing existed.
It's the real deal. And so that song is about his grandmother who had an incident with a Ouija board and may have been talking to the dead.
Ouija boards were scary. I remember when I was a kid, everyone had a Ouija board, didn't they? And you're saying, I don't know, are people directing these to certain letters? But, you know, they freak you out.
They do. Well, yeah, I did try, as a kid, I played with one with my childhood friend. She had one. And, of course, you know, there's a dilapidated silo. We grew up in the middle of nowhere. So, of course, that's where you go to talk to the dead, is the dilapidated silo. And I could have, like, to this day, she's a jokester. She may have been moving it, but she claims that she hasn't.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Halloween must be a big day for you guys.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Bigger than Christmas. It's like Halloween. Yeah.
Yes.
What clubs have you been playing?
Let's see. We started playing Kodo. That was our first time there. We're playing there again in March, on March 25th. And we're bringing a band from Chattanooga called Genki Genki Panic.
Where do you find those guys?
All right. That's so weird. They're a surf band. We found that, I think they may have found us. They were a friend, so we're on Necrotone Records, which John, my guitar player, and I run. And I think he just was a fan of old bands that we were in. I was in a band called Gene and the Grave Robbers, which is a surf band. And he just got to know our stuff. And also, there's a podcast called Trick or Treat Radio, and we connected on there. So I'm like, this is our people. And we needed some help getting a show out in Chattanooga. And he hooked us up, and we got to see them play, and they were awesome. So they're coming back up this way, and we're like, if we can return the favor.
Yeah, that's really cool. I see that a lot with bands, bringing people from other parts of the country and vice versa. But that's really cool that you can network like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing.
Like the Stupidity's coming in from Sweden. Is it Sweden?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they still come in like once a year and do shows.
Andrew Gillis had talked to me about setting up some interviews and stuff. So
yeah, and those guys, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to come. I think they're going to do a Saturday. They're only going to be here for a couple days.
Yeah, that's the thing. They usually hit and run.
They're going to do, I think, here in WMWM. Maybe WMBR, cool. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Stupidity, and I was talking to Edwin Dowell from... he's on Belgium Radio, which we get played on, and I hooked him up with Tim at Tavern at the End of the World, so he'll probably have a gig here this spring.
From Belgium?
Yes. See, actually, he lives in Sweden, and he's on Radio Belgium. So, yeah.
They have so much better taste in music over there, I think, Belgium and the Netherlands.
They're very supportive of American bands. I heard...
It's like Spain.
Yeah.
People going, like, all these... They go to Spain, and, like, places, house rooms are full from what I hear.
They like in Japan, France, Spain, Belgium, England,
pretty much
Germany.
Anywhere.
Yeah, except for around the corner.
So it's kind of, hopefully it comes back. It's weird though.
Well, vinyl's making a comeback. Who knows?
I heard that. I heard like here we might get a two vinyl player soon. I guess.
Yeah.
It was not the meeting, but that was one of the big things about the big vinyl comeback.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I should have brought my, I should have brought some vinyl. Well,
yeah.
You'll have to have me back.
Next time.
You have a website?
Actually, we don't have a website. I got to get on that. But
you have a Facebook.
We do. Oh, yeah. We're all over the social media. So we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we've got an Instagram. So you can, usually we're promoting all of our shows on there.
All right. I'm going to play some more Evil Streaks.
Excellent.
And then we'll chat some more.
Sweet. I was has come to an end.
Strike a Chord, Evil Streaks. Before that, All Good Things. Those are all off Talk to the Dead. Myra here with me and Michael Stewart.
Yep.
Do you guys have anything lined up as far as releases or whatnot?
No, we're currently writing, though.
That's good.
Yeah, we're hoping to get back into the studio this year by, like, the summer, spring, summertime. So we've been writing like crazy.
Do the four of you all write, or do...
It's mostly... me and John Kozik, the guitar player, and mm-hmm. so usually we'll work together, and yeah. then we'll bring it to Rev and Jim, and they put their touches on it, and then it all kind of comes together, and they usually have cool ideas to add to.
Great,
so.
Great.
Yeah.
There's a couple shows this weekend that I want to plug, I guess you'd call it. One is this Friday at Kodo, what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
This is the one I've never been there. I'm going to probably try and make this thing.
That's right on Washington Street, right on 114 downtown Salem, right across the street from Opus.
How far out is it from here, roughly?
I would say probably 14 to 16 miles, roughly.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah. It's basically up Route 1 to 114 to right to town center. On a good day with no traffic, 45, 50 minutes with traffic, maybe about an hour.
I went to school at Salem State, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Graduate.
Did you go? Did you do anything at WMWM?
No.
Oh.
And you know what? Way back in the day, prior to MFO, I think I kind of was feeling places out, and I kind of threw something out there, but I never heard back from them.
Yeah.
You'll have
to come up and visit. It is T accessible. The T stops right down the street.
Oh, really? That's good to know.
Yes, about probably 500 feet down the street.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
But that's this Friday at Kota was 138, Pop Gun, Muck and the Myers, Nick and the Adversaries. And then Saturday at Thunder Road, Christian McNeil, Jenny D and the Delinquents, Watts and Cujo. And Pop Gun, you have something about them, right? Are they going to be
on? Yeah, they're going to be on tomorrow night. They're going to do a promo spot on the Town.
That's good.
You know, we're on from 9 to midnight, and it'll probably be around 9:30-ish, roughly. They'll probably be on for, 15, 20 minutes or so.
Talk a bit.
Yeah, maybe even play acoustic. I don't know. We might twist our arms.
Acoustic works well in this
studio. Yes, in this studio here. Unfortunately, no full live bands next week.
Yeah, you don't want to haul a band into this place.
No. Nah.
Studio in this one.
Yeah.
We have a studio for that.
Yeah, this is our ear studio.
This
ear
is not
studio.
The one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play some stuff by some of those bands that are playing this weekend, and then we'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
I just played a bunch of stuff there. These bands were all playing, as I said, this weekend. That was Watts with The Mess Is the Makeup off of Flash of White Light. Before that, all stuck in there, we had Pop Gun, American Soul. We had Muck and the Myers, Pocket Change, Jenny Dean and the Delinquents, Don't Tell Me. I think that was it. I was kind of babbling here, so I lost track of what
did
I was
doing.
Did I say
that Muck and the Myers are doing another European tour? Was that starting soon?
That might have already wrapped up, actually, because I said they have a show this weekend.
Okay.
This Friday night, as far as I know, yeah. So I think they go over there quite often.
Yeah, they were supposed to come on a few weeks back in WMFO, and they had to put that back. They're going to come back in March or something.
Yeah, they're a busy band.
Very, very busy. I've been trying to
discuss, and a lot of these bands that turn in CDs over, like Watts has something ready. I think it's going to come out in either May or June. Anthony of Fire King has some stuff coming out, I'm sure, this year, right?
Yeah, and we're talking about Gymnasium.
I
recommend highly you go see all those three bands, Watts, Fire King, Gymnasium.
Yeah. Gymnasium has a show, Midway, coming up, too.
Yes.
And I forget who, but there's another great band on that bill. Maybe Upper Crust.
Yeah, there's some people in Gymnasium that are in other Boston bands like Rock Bottom. And the
That's
Upper
the
Crust.
Boston way.
Yes, it is.
The guys are in four bands.
We're all
bands.
Friends. We all know each other.
And you just borrow someone for a little while, and then they just end up being in the band because you can't fill it.
We just did a gig for WMF at the PA's Lounge last Friday, and the drummer has been recovering from an operation, so we used the drummer from Three Toed Sloth and JT and the Hounds, and he said at one time a couple years ago he was in eight bands.
That's crazy.
And he just he got married. He says, I can't do eight bands anymore, guys.
Yeah.
So he did us a favor, played with us. And great drummer, Eric Peacock, we tip our hat to you.
I saw the photos, actually. It was funny you mentioned that. And I was like, that doesn't look like the normal drummer back then.
Yeah. great guy.
Anything else, Myra?
Well, I'm playing this weekend, not in the Boston area, but in Worcester. So it is
Wormtown.
Wormtown. Yeah, I play in Wormtown Friday night at Ralph Steiner. It's one of my favorite places
to play. Is another spot a lot of bands. I've never been there, but I know they have.
I know the Classic Ruins do it once in a while.
Ralph's?
Yeah, it's
what kind of setup do they have? Is it?
It's really, really cool because it's like a little, what do you want to call it? Like a trolley diner. And so you walk in there, so there's a little diner car in the front, and they serve burgers and chips and chili. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's to the left. But then if you go to the right, downstairs there's a bar. But if you go upstairs, there's another bar, and that's where all the live music happens.
Wow.
And it's so cool. There's all kinds of cool things to look at. They've got like taxidermy going on too. But all it's just very kitschy. A lot to look at. It's a really cool venue.
Excellent.
It's one of my favorites.
Excellent. I'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah.
My band is old and lazy. No, I'm just kidding.
I got to check Kodo off first.
Yes, I recommend it. It's the new thing. I mean, I know Dodge Street was the big place for many years, but this is it. It's got a lot of young, vibrant injection of music.
I used to go to Dodge Street.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to play Dodge Street.
I did too.
Too drunk.
Yeah. I played the front and the back room, so that really ages me, puts me at a certain age.
All right, it's about quarter of... I'll probably close this thing out with a bunch of tunes, but I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in becoming part of Boston Women Rock, if a woman is in the scene, become interested, contact me at Paula. Unfortunately, Paula couldn't make it tonight, but does contact us at True Facebook, Boston Women Rock.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Had a great time.
I think it went well. And right now I'm going to play someone who also, I think, has stuff coming out, Ruby Rose Fox.
Yes.
Down the road,
I think she's going to be around May and maybe WMFO.
Yeah, she might make a couple appearances.
That's
MFO,
more than fine. Here's a person I think is going to take off. Very unique voice.
Yeah,
very powerful. Great presence. She came out of Emerson. I've talked to her. She's going to do stuff. Check her out, Ruby Rose.
Yeah, I saw her recently at Johnny D's. Open for
Motels. Was it Motels? Did they play with the Motels?
Maybe the Motels. No, it wasn't the Motels. Oh. But
I know she
see
did.
What
her,
happens when you get old?
She did her Valentine's show at Atwoods.
Yeah,
and she played something at the Sinclair, Was that for the Boston Music Awards?
This was recently. It was Johnny D's.
She opened for Robin Lane and Trash Boston Flash Show. That's what it was. So there you go.
I knew you'd come up with that.
Click the tumblers in the head. Okay, everything
Between
lines up.
Us, we figured it out. All right, I'm going to play some music, and I'll probably back one more time and say see ya, but thanks for listening. This is Ruby Rose Fox. Thanks.
Around with stacks and stacks of presidents, they blow it like it's counterfeit, believe me. They feed you lines and alcohol, and one by one, pay for all the little things you do that make you sick. Try, you can't reverse it now. And I said, you do nothing but help me.
to nothing but hurt me. But you do it right, you do it right, you got it so right. And I said, yeah.
That was the Brigands. Actually, Mike and Myra are still here. They hung around the last 10, 15 minutes to be with me, which is kind of cool. That was the Brigands from live here in our studio. And before that, we heard when I played Ruby Rose Fox with Blue Angel. So it's MFO in Medford. I gotta read one of these quick. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. WMFO in Medford. PSA.
Don't run me over.
Don't run anyone over. But anyway, yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for coming on again, Myra. And we'll do it again sometime. Right now I'm out. I will see you next week. I'll leave a little something by a band called The Sheila Divine. And thanks for listening.
From a gentleman to a lady with great love and tenderness, your affectionate dear lover, until we part at death. I could figure out anyone. I can't figure out you. You always keep me guessing. You keep me on my toes. I'm off my